In the darkened office, illuminated only by her laptop and a blue salt lamp, her dusky features appeared spectral. She flicked back a raven strand of hair that trailed from her messy topknot and reviewed the information displayed on the membership form. She was one click away from stepping into a realm where her every fantasy and desire could finally become reality. At first, it was simple curiosity that led her to browse a variety of spanking and discipline sites. Though she expected to be shocked and aroused, what she discovered actually surprised her. It was far more than titillation, but rather glimpsing into a world veiled in seductive mystery. For Michaela, it had become a journey of self-discovery. She was far from isolated in her attraction to the world of discipline. Browsing forums and chats had revealed members from all walks of life, all races, all ethnicities and sexual orientations. Conversations broached every subject and were often graphic. And it wasn't unusual for her to spend hours reading and responding anonymously. Of course, some would call it obsession, but perhaps it was time for the real Michaela Jerome to step into the daylight and proclaim her true self. But who was that self? Who was she becoming beyond the sultry mixed-blood face she gazed at in the mirror? A passing car distracted her. She glanced at her phone. It was barely 7 and already dark. The days were growing shorter, and brilliant fall colors cast the streets in shades of glowing embers. Autumn was her favorite season, but not even the prospect of Halloween haunts, pumpkin spice lattes, or costume parties excited her anymore. She sighed. She hadn't even started dinner yet, and 2 days' worth of clothes still sat in the washer. It seemed like her daily routine had become mundane tasks for an increasingly mundane life that only fueled her growing discontent. It had started in the boardroom at her PR firm and had gradually spread to the bedroom. Michaela considered her upbringing, particularly during school. Her teachers were like cheerleaders shaking pom-pom words about chasing your dreams and being whatever you wanted. Looking back at her graduating class, some had gone on to acquire those dreams, but most had settled for more traditional routes. Of course, it was inevitable. Optimism had a way of caving in to stark post-university reality. Dreams? What dreams? There were bills to pay, a living to make. Michaela had always dreamt of traveling the world as a writer. But as time went by, her dreams gathered the cobwebs of missed opportunities and disappointment. The diamonds from her engagement ring glinted with cold fire. Set with a 2-carat marquee stone framed by a row of smaller diamonds, the gems attracted more than a few envious glances. She stared dispassionately at the miniature light show. Diamonds may have represented eternity, but to her, they only fueled her doubts about her relationship with Ben. She glanced at the light flashing from her phone, charging beside the laptop. Most of the messages, no doubt, were from Ben. Though she was tempted not to check, she scrolled through his texts. She read the last one with undisguised satisfaction.
"Sorry, babe. Thought it would be a quick beer with Phil, but now he wants to talk over dinner. Should be home no later than 10. XOXO.
Michaela typed in a quick reply. "No worries. Having an early night. See you later. XO. She smiled. Now she could relax. She knew Ben's boss very well. Phil Kramer was a consummate talker, enamored by the sound of his own voice. Ben would be lucky to get home before midnight. A 30-something overachiever, he'd become quite the ladder climber, to the point where he'd scaled the corporate equivalent of the Matterhorn. He thrived in the high-pressure world of finance, while Michaela inwardly languished in the world of PR. She was talented enough at her job, but had become increasingly bored. She brushed aside her mutinous thoughts. Tonight she would be free to explore without rushing or interruption. Perhaps it was time not only for her to fill that growing void, but to settle the issue of her disenchantment.